Joining us now on the lessonsonly.com hotline is Coach Jansen from Arapahoe High School. How are you doing today, Coach?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
Awesome. Basketball the day before Thanksgiving doesn't get any better, right?
No, it doesn't. You know, we're off of school this week, so it's a nice little break from school, but good to be in the gym and finally playing against somebody else.
So. Right. So let's talk about the big thing. Your first year and replacing Coach Snyder has a line of 4 or 5 Elite Eight appearances while at Arapahoe. How does that...
Yeah, you know it is. It's big shoes. It's an incredible program to take over. You know, I was lucky enough to coach under Dan for 5 years, and the lessons that I've taken from him. I mean, it's you know, I'm a way better basketball coach than I've ever been because I've learned from him, and you know, he set up a program of success, and that's what we're trying to continue. Is doing things right, playing hard. You know, it's a bunch of kids that work really hard together, and we're trying to continue that.
All right, and then as far as, like, if I remember correctly, last year there was a lot of seniors, and they graduated. And it's almost like a whole, not only a whole new coach, but almost a whole new team in a way.
It really is. And, you know, part of that is a little bit kind of nice that we don't have kind of a lot of holdover. We have 2 seniors in our program that played JV last year. We have 24 juniors that we have in our JV and varsity team. So it's competitive, and we say that at practice. You know, our 8 through 17 guy are kind of the same guy, and they really compete and they really work hard and we're scrimmaging. So it's been good. There's been buy-in from the kids. We've been working very hard since August and open gyms and going at 5:30 in the morning and just kind of trying to stay the course there. But the kids have worked really hard, and I think they've bought into kind of what we're trying to do. And, you know, we're obviously going to hold stuff over from Coach Snyder. We'd be stupid not to, obviously. But we're also doing some things differently, too, and trying to put our sense in where we can.
So who are some of the leaders that we should of your team, that some names we should probably know about going into the season?
Yeah, Max Whitehead is our point guard. He's a senior. He's played with me now 3 years. I had him as a sophomore on JV and last year on JV as well. He's number 24. He's just a solid player. He's quick. He's a lefty. He's very strong. Jumps very well for his size. Kyle Lucas Savage is a sophomore who's a special player. He's got tremendous upside. Off of that too, we're solid from. We're deep again, which has been Arapahoe's kind of MO lately. And, you know, we've got guys that can come off the bench and fill in. But those 2 guys will score a lot of points from us. Ray Haas is another one who played in our sophomore team last year. And he's just – his brother was Tim Haas, I remember, from a couple of years ago. And very similar to Tim, flashy, gets to the basket, can shoot the 3, jumps incredible. So those guys will be kind of our scorers. But we're very solid, you know, all the way through with just guys that are pretty similar. So it's very nice for us to just kind of plug pieces in where we have to.
And then looking kind of forward to league play, you guys, you can argue it's the toughest league in the state.
Yep. It's their Continental League. We did a little Continental Challenge this year in Centennial there. There was battles back and forth. Centennial League's tough. I mean, you have your Overlands and your Eagle Crest and CT and, I mean, Rangeview. I mean, no, sorry, Grandview. I mean, it's a Smoky Hill. It is. And where we are right now, people are kind of, you know, looking at us with changeover and where we're at. And, you know, it's competitive every night. We know that last year. I mean, that where we were, we could beat Overland, and then we'd lose them by 30. And that's kind of how it goes. And we know we have to be prepared. We know we have to work hard every night because any team can beat any team.
And then what's kind of your – I ask every coach this. What's your benchmark game that kind of tells you this team lets us know where we're at? If we win, I know we're on track. If we lose, we're not. That kind of – not necessarily a rivalry game,
no,
but
– I mean, we have our heritage, which is always our huge game for rivalry. But, you know, I respect John Olander so much. I think that Eagle Crest program is – they played us this summer a bunch, and there were times where we got beat by – you know, 30-some points. And I think if we can measure up to what they do, their discipline, their guard play is phenomenal. They play amazing defense. I think that's where we can see, okay, are we up to that level? I mean, Overland, we know that. They've got the 3 of the best players in the state. For me, I think it's that Eagle Crest game where we can see how we matching up to a top team in the state.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
So, thanks.
He'll be on.